So, as we all know, today is the auspicious appearance day of Shivas Thakura, and this morning Adi Purushpuru has given a very nice class describing what is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and the Chaitanya Bhagavat about Shivas Thakura. So rather than repeating everything over again, I'll just mention a few things about Shivas Pandit that, of course, as we heard, when Prabhupada was in New York in 1966, or he was giving a lecture at a underground bar, actually, it was. And we can imagine the type of people who were gathered at that lecture. They weren't high-class scholars, nor are they very familiar with the Krishna consciousness movement, because there was no Krishna consciousness movement. So Prabhupada's lecture was about the Panchatattva. It didn't seem that he was very concerned that people understood the intricacies about the Panchatattva. He didn't explain. He said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, and Lord Nityananda is first expansion. Advaita Acharya is his plenary expansion, or part of a plenary expansion. Gadadharpana is his internal energy, and Srivas Thakura is the pure Brahmana devotee. Being an incarnation of Narada Muni, of course, Narada Muni is the great spiritual master within our universe. He has quite exalted disciples. If you judge the spiritual master by his disciples, if you have a disciple, a list of disciples like Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Vyasadeva, you're doing quite well as a spiritual master. And he's part of the Panchatattva. The Panchatattva has come here in order to break open the storehouse of love of God. That Krishna appeared here 5,000 years ago and displayed transcendental pastimes. Although people thought they were material, they thought that so many things about Krishna. Otherwise, why would Jarasandha come so many times, 17 times, in order to kill him? And of course then Kalyavana also came, and so many people came to see Krishna, but not with the highest consciousness. Most people thought he was an ordinary personality, maybe a wealthy prince, a powerful person, but just, after all, another mundane person. Imagine the fight between Rukmi and Krishna. Every time Rukmi took up a bow, Krishna would, with his arrow, he'd cut his bowstring. Now, that's quite accurate, to cut someone's bowstring. You have to be a pretty good archer. And that happened time and time again. And then every arrow Krishna counteracted that Rukmi shot, Rukmi threw all kinds of lances and bludgeons, whatever else. And Krishna counteracted it all. And yet, Rukmi still thought he was an ordinary person. And he also thought Balaram was an ordinary person, which is much to his disadvantage when he played him chess. And he declared that actually he was the winner, at least his friend, the king of Kalunga, declared that Rukmini was actually the winner when he was actually the loser. And he wound up with quite a big headache because of that. People thought Krishna was ordinary, and yet he had the sublime pastime, especially the rasa dance, was so ecstatic. And considering that it lasted 4,300,000 times 1,000 years, which is 4,300,000,000 years, it was quite a interesting dance. In America, they had a song, I could have danced all night. So this is simply exemplary of that song. But because people didn't understand who Krishna is, therefore they cannot what to speak of understanding Krishna's associates. They certainly couldn't understand Krishna's pastimes. It was inaccessible. Not only Krishna's presence, but the whole spiritual world, which means Krishna plus all his transcendental associates, we can actually enter into those pastimes. And according to our degree of development of faith, which means how consistently we're concentrating our minds on Krishna, which means how consistently we're engaged in service to Krishna, with the attitude of love to please Krishna, to that extent, we go from Shraddha to Sadhu Sangha to Bhajana Kriya to Anarthanivritti to Nishta to Ruchi to Sakti to Bhava to Prema, and then we begin. Prema is not the end. There's also Sneha, Mana, Raga, Anuraga, Bhava, Mahabhava, and different stages of Mahabhava. I'm sure most of us would settle for a little bit of prema. We'll bargain for the other things later on. But that's made available through the Sankirtan movement, how much we're willing to participate in Hare Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, and especially, well, along with that, giving the Hare Krishna, giving Krishna to others. So, Srivastava Thakur, and they're making arrangements for the Sankirtan movement. He's the original, Narada Muni is the exalted spiritual master, who's also the spiritual masters are trying to engage their followers in Krishna's service. When Ramaswar Prabhu asked Srila Prabhupada about, is it true that in the book distributors are in the same mood of the gopis who are trying to bring others to engage in Krishna's service? And Prabhupada said, you've understood correctly. In other words, book distributors, or even ourselves, when we're trying to engage others in chanting Hare Krishna and Krishna's service in this age, then we're acting in the same mood as the gopis trying to bring others to Krishna. So Krishna is very pleased by that endeavor. And everyone is supposed to act as a spiritual master, following as Srivastava Thakura, he arranged for the Sankirtan movement in his house, the beginning. And so we also should arrange for ourselves to participate in the Sankirtan movement and to get others to participate too. That's called the disciple succession. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has explained that actually we're not the doer of the activities. The doer is carried out by the material nature or the spiritual nature. When we're performing activities for sense gratification, then the activities are carried out by the external energy. And when we're performing activities in devotional service, as a service to representatives in the disciple succession, what is actually manifested is the activities of the spiritual world. So, those who are engaging us in the activities of the spiritual world, they're considered to be spiritual masters. And everyone is supposed to be Yari Deka, Tari Kaha, Krishna Upadesh, Amar, Agai, Guruhana, Tari Desh. Everyone is supposed to become a spiritual master by serving the Panchatattva, of which Srivastava Thakura is a representative of the spiritual master who's teaching us how to enter into service of the Panchatattva in this age. by serving our disciples' succession, the instructions coming down, then we become servants of the six Goswamis. Specifically, the six Goswamis are teaching us how to engage our present body, mind, and words in Krishna's service, and so that by engaging in such service of the Panchatattva with our body, mind, and words, the Sankirtan movement, we can feel the same separation as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling. Our whole disciple succession is feeling separation from Krishna in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As Raghunath Das Goswami was writing in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, describing how Lord Chaitanya was at Govardhan Hill, embracing the rock of Govardhan Hill, and that Raghunath Das Goswami's mind went completely crazy, feeling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's separation from Krishna. So we can also feel the same separation. We can actually feel Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's separation from Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani if we engage in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's representatives. That's the whole idea. That by serving in the Sankirtan movement under the direction of the representatives of the Panchatattva, the six Goswamis specifically, and their representatives, which is our disciple succession. Our disciple succession is made up of those who are actually representing the six Goswamis. And we follow them, then we get connected through our disciple succession, just like if the wire is connected to the electricity outlet, then there'll be electricity, there'll be power. So when we're connecting to these instructions, the instructions, the activities, and the mood, especially the mood of separation, then we're actually connected with the Panchatattva, and the Panchatattva is connected to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's actually living in Vrindavan through feelings of separation. The whole Goloka Vrindavan is manifested when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present, because that's where he's actually living, although he appears to be in this world now. Or as Vidura, Maharaj Yudhisthira told Vidura when he returned home, Bhavan Vidas Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuktak Swayam Vibho Tirtha Kuravanti Tirthani Swantak Stena Katavritaha. That saints like yourself, they're actually saint places of pilgrimage. Because wherever you go, you turn that place into a place of pilgrimage because you carry Krishna within your heart. So we have to, somehow or another, remember Krishna in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Panchatattva, and then we'll actually be associating with Krishna. We may not realize it at first. If you put the iron to the fire, then gradually it gets hotter and hotter. And if we don't take it out of the fire and put it into something else, like water, then it'll keep on getting hotter and hotter and hotter, and then one day it'll just be like fire. So we sometimes use the word, get fired up. So we're all supposed to get fired up in the fire of Krishna consciousness. Lord Nityananda was the personal associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Advaita Acharya, he was the one who called for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda to come. Although he's God himself, he felt that he could not actually save the people in this world, that only something as powerful as the intense feelings of separation of Srimati Radharani from Krishna could actually wake up the conditioned souls in this age. That feeling of separation is so great that it even puts Krishna under control. Matter of fact, everything about Srimati Radharani puts Krishna under control. And Radharani's, she's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Adarya Dham, Aldarya, compassion. So everyone who's in the Panchatattva, is filled with this compassion for the suffering of the conditioned souls in this age and are making plans how to deliver them. And the representative who gives us the instructions how to serve the Panchatattva is the spiritual master represented by Srivastava Thakur. And shows the example of making the arrangements for the Sankirtan movement. As Srila Prabhupada, we can see the reason why he was Saktavesh avatar and the Acharya, the founder Acharya of our society, is he showed how to make arrangements not only in a place like India, but in every place in the whole world with all the varied cultures, how to make arrangements to engaging people in the Sankirtan movement. How to get people to chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam, hear about Krishna, as Lord Nityananda had requested, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had requested Lord Nityananda to tell people, Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Koro Krishna Shika. If we just chant Krishna's names, follow Krishna's instructions, and worship Krishna, then we'll actually get Krishna's association. And the Panchatattva, actually our whole disciple succession, will be pleased by that. Spiritual advancement means not simply our endeavor in itself will not give us spiritual advancement. But if people were pleased by people's service, then we'll make spiritual advancement. Prabhupada said, if we do something, of course there's two ways of looking at it. If Krishna is pleased by our service, then if we feel Krishna's pleasure, then we'll make spiritual advancement. And if we're pleased by other people's service, then we'll also make spiritual advance. So this is the basic principle. Srivastava Thakura is showing us how to please the Panchatattva, and he's also, if we engage in his service, in the service of the Panchatattva, then he'll be pleased and we'll make spiritual advancement. So it's a very simple process. We just have to be simple, and then we'll get Krishna's association, his servant's association, and service to his service. And that service is service to the loving feelings of Krishna and Srimati Radharani. So if we serve something like that, we can't go wrong. All other types of service are just a waste of time. Service to the love between Radha and Krishna, helping to foster that loving exchanges, simply means to increase the ocean of transcendental bliss. And the more we engage in such service, then the more we'll drown in such an ocean. So it's nice to at least take a dip, but it's even better to drown. So I'll stop there. Any questions? Yes.
I don't know if there is a clear answer to this, but I was just wondering, Narada Muni is usually celibate, and Shivasagar has been said to be the incarnation of Narada Muni. Shivasagar, he is a Girasa.
Yeah, there's variety in transcendental pastimes. I think there's one, it says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there was one incident where I think Narada Muni got involved with some lady. But they're transcendental to these things. Their activities are not mundane. Like Lord Nityananda, sometimes we think he was an avaduta, a sannyasi, but he also got married. But their marriages are not like our marriages. He had a son, he died. So, he had probably so. But anyhow, I don't think we can't consider any of their activities mundane. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Shivasakora ki jai. Mahotsava Shivasakora's appearance day ki jai. Gaura Premanande Haribol.